The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569, which is the way to get in touch with me, not only this day, but basically, what can I tell you? Basically any day, right? That's how you get a hold of me. I'm just having to get out of my... All right, I have to tell you a couple of things. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I'm trying to remember to say that every day, so you guys, especially my new affiliates, which welcome aboard, new guys, understand that you're always welcome to call about whatever it is that's on your mind. I mean, sometimes we do kind of, we don't actually do topics, but we'll do something that people have sent emails about, or there's something in the news that sort of seems to be worth expanding out. But understand that on any day, regardless of the topic, you're always welcome and encouraged to call about whatever it is that's on your mind, because that you guys and what's going on in your life is really my priority. That's what I do this. I mean, the other stuff is really kind of fun, of talking about it's National Arbor Day, so we should all go and thank a tree, and that we know that women who live close to trees live longer than women who don't. And I'm not sure why it's only true of women. It doesn't seem to hold up with men as well. But, I mean, so okay. I mean, and anybody with kind of an offbeat view of the world, okay, I claim that, could probably do a lot of this stuff. But the answering your questions is, if not unique to me, at least part of my, it's my reason to be on the air, right? I mean, I actually did a news magazine show for a year and a half, because I'd been on the air at that point for about 6 years. And the question was the fun doing psychology on the air, or was the fun just being on the air? And God bless KCBS, they gave me a chance to figure that out. The only complication was I'd already been in the market, in San Francisco market, for about 3 years at that point, and was known fairly well as Dr. Joy Brown. And they didn't want me to call myself doctor because there was no particular reason, which was a legitimate point. If you're doing a sort of a magazine format show, you know, different people talking about different issues and authors and, you know, whatever, there was no particular reason for me to be a doctor. But everybody knew me as doctor, so they kept calling me Dr. Joy Brown, and I kept saying, hi, this is Joy. And so it was but it was a wonderful opportunity, and I will always be grateful to them, because I really hated it. I mean, I shouldn't hate it, it's too strong a word. What I understood was that my heart lay with psychology. And if I couldn't do psychology on the air, I'd do psychology off the air, because that's what I'm trained to do, that's what I love to do, it's what my skill set is. But you don't know. I mean, you never know till you've tried something about where it is that your heart lies. And the problem about news in general is news makes people feel awful, right? I mean, there's undoubtedly something awful. I mean, that's what news is. It's the extraordinary, and by and large, it's the awful. We specifically put in some positive news in our program, but we have to search for it. And it is not the, pardon me, it's not the primary. I just had something in my throat, and so the question is, do you want to hear me take a drink of water, or do you want to hear me cough? Well, you get to do both. Excuse me. Yeah, it's twofer. That's another story, is that I once sneezed on the air. And the program director came running down. He said, what are you doing? And I said, what am I doing? He said, you sneezed. And I said, yeah. And he said, why don't you use your cough switch? And I said, I didn't have to cough. You could tell I was not a broadcaster. I didn't know. So one of my affiliates actually sent me a sneeze button. He sent me a, never mind. All right, I digress. So the point is that psychology, as far as I'm concerned, my reason to being. And it's not that we don't talk about things psychologically, because we do. But your phone calls are really my my coin of the realm, my deal here. So So that's number one. The phone number is 855-993-7569, which you can also find at drjoy.com. And apparently for those of you, I keep sending you guys to my website to download the podcast, and apparently there's been a podcast issue which I didn't know about. So if there's ever an issue and stuff like that, just let me know, because the assumption is that everything's working fine, and if it's not, just let me know, and we'll see what we can do to fix it. So if you're having trouble try again. We're in the, I think it's fixed. All right. So I have to tell you, so I call my mom every day, right? Talk to my mom basically every day, which is kind of more for my benefit than for hers to a certain extent, because she's at that stage in her life where she doesn't quite remember. She'll say, we haven't talked in so long. I'll say, yeah, mom, it's been about 4 hours. But so today she didn't sound okay. Well, first of all, I called her and she said, I said, what's the matter? She said, there's someone here. And I said, was that okay? And she said, yeah, but I can't talk. And I said, all right, I'll call you back. She said, well, they're leaving. And I said, well, I'll call you in 5 minutes. So I called her back, and she was so thrilled that I called her back in 5 minutes because I said I would. And I said, yeah, but if I say I'll call in 5 minutes, I do. And so she was still sounding a little. I said, what's the matter? She said, this morning isn't going well for me. What's the matter? I can't get the lid off. I said, the lid off what? So I don't remember. And I said, well, if it's off medicine, that's one thing, and you just press down with your palm, and then you turn to the toward your thumb. So I don't think it's medicine. So she went in the kitchen. She said, it's honey. I said, okay, do you have one of those round things that are rubber? Because those will really help you. No, she didn't have one of those. Should I have pliers? I said, well, the problem about pliers, you're going to have to squeeze the lid to try and get a hold of it enough to turn off, and sometimes that'll tighten it. I said, why don't you turn on that to put the, is it a metal top? And she said, yeah. I said, well, you know, metal expands in the heat, so what you need to do is turn on the hot water. It can't be warm, so you have to watch out for your hands. Hold the bottom of the jar with your hands so you're keeping it away from the heat, then hold the lid underneath the hot water. So, okay, I'm doing that. I said, okay, now dry off the lid. And she said, well, I have to put down the phone. I said, it's okay. So all of a sudden, I hear this giggling. And I thought, success, Houston, we have liftoff. So she said, that really works. You're so smart. I said, so all of you understand that metal expands, right? Water is the only thing that expands when it gets cold. Hence, you can ice skate on lakes. But most other things, when they get hot, expand as opposed to cold. So if you're having trouble with a jar lid, hold it under the heat, especially the side. The top will work a little bit, but it's a side that you really want to loosen. All right, so let's see what's going on. So it's National Arbor Day, as I mentioned. On this day, the German army in Italy unconditionally surrendered to the Allies in 1945. Took a while longer, obviously, because Victory in Europe Day and Victory in Japan Day are a little bit down the road. In 1953, on this day, 3D TV broadcast Space Patrol in Los Angeles for the first time. 3D TV really hasn't caught on. I actually have a friend who has 3D TV, and they gave her the goggles and everything. I don't think she's ever watched it. I mean, she watches high definition, but not 3D.
Yeah.
Do you have a 3D? I mean, I barely watch television. Mine has a little sort of monkey at the back turning the wheel or something. I don't know. TV is not my thing. In 1967, Muhammad Ali was stripped of his boxing title, which I always thought was really unfair. But I think they reinstated it at one point, didn't they?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. In 1968, Hair opened in the 60s on Broadway, with its songs becoming anthems of the anti-Vietnam War movement. I remember standing in line. I was not living in New York then, and it was well past, I mean, Hair played for years. And I remember standing in line for a ticket, and the last ticket went to the person in front of me. But the issue about Hair, among other things, was it was counterculture and sexual revolution, but people were naked. Naked. That's what made Hair revolutionary, more than the songs, I think. In 2004, on this day, Dick Cheney and George W. Bush testified before the 9/11 Commission in a closed, unrecorded hearing in the Oval Office. That is going to be made, that may be that those records are going to be, they're saying it's unrecorded, but they apparently are classified hearing from the from 9/11. So that'll be good to hear. It was really astonishing to me that there was classified information. I suppose I'm a little naive. 2015, the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox set the all-time low attendance record for Major League Baseball. Nobody was there for the game as the stadium was officially closed to the public due to the 2015 Baltimore protest. I remember that. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away three copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Blake is my producer today, which he is on Fridays, and he had said at the beginning of the program, could he talk with me about something on the air? And I said, sure. So I thought we would do that right now because, as I said, problem solving is always the priority around here, and he has something he wants me to look at, so I'm going to take executive privilege here and give him the floor. So tell me what's on your mind, Cookie.
Okay. So I guess it started with today.
I got a text from my fiance, and she told me that she said, I just got publicly shamed at a store by a store manager for saying that our son Nolan was driving her nuts. She started feeling really suicidal because of it. My fiance has always had kind of an issue with high anxiety and depression, and I guess for me, the hardest thing for me to do is, you know, I've always been super supportive, and I want to help her as best I can, but the issue that I have is I always feel like I say the wrong things, or I say the things that is like something you're not supposed to say, and I...
Okay, let me back you up a little bit. So Nolan is what, a year and a half?
Nolan, yeah, he is 17, 18 months now.
That's a year and a half.
Yep.
Okay. And how old is your fiance?
She is turning 22 in August.
Okay. And somebody at the store, she said that somebody at the store gave her a hard time because she said her kid was driving her nuts?
Yeah, she said it was very, like, passive-aggressive. Like, she seemed to try to be nice about it, but basically told her that... because she was going to give him a piece of candy or something, just, like, on the house. And then she said, yeah, he's actually been quite naughty today, and he's driving me nuts. And then I guess the worker there kind of scolded her and said, you know, you shouldn't say that kind of stuff about him. He can understand that you're talking negatively. And
well, so what?
Right.
I mean, kids, first of all, kids know when they're being good and when they're being naughty. I mean, it's not like a surprise.
Right.
Who is the worker to be able to tell her anything?
Well, right, and my first response was, you know, what store, what location? I'll call. Right
I'm gonna
work.
Go and
right.
Travel.
I was gonna call right after work, but.
That's a second level, but it certainly does not fall into customer service or the customer's always right. Now someone's gonna call and say, well, you know, we've all been told that turning a blind eye to somebody abusing their child is not okay. This seems to me to fall into a completely different area. I mean, if somebody, and I've told a story before, of somebody yelling at their kid or somebody hitting their kid is a legitimate source or a legitimate trigger for intervention. But someone saying, an adult saying to another adult, this kid's driving me nuts today, seems to me to be... A perfectly legitimate, to be quite honest, venting of frustration. And unfortunately, it sounds like your fiancé picked the wrong person to vent to, because this was a person who feels that she knows better than everybody about everything. So I mean, but it would, your fiancé's reaction seems to me a bit extreme, a bit of an overreaction.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be that, first of all, people don't overreact. They just react to things that are not obvious to us. Now, we already know that part of the problem was that Nolan was being obstreperous today.
Right.
But to feel suicidal seems to me to be a large leap. To certainly be... I've told the story before. I was, when my daughter was just about Nolan's age, maybe a little bit older, because I'd let her out of the stroller for the first time. I decided I wasn't going to take a stroller. And so the first time I sort of even eased up on her arm for a moment, she just disappeared. And I was terrified because she was little, and I finally found her, and she was filthy. And I was both furious and terrified at the same time, which is not a very good parental combination, as all of us who are parents know. And so there's a nexus, right? There's a place on your shoulder, and I can't believe I'm telling people this, that if you press on it, it doesn't cause any harm, but it feels awful. And I did that, and she was hollering. So I got out of there as quickly as possible. I got to the cash register, and I think I was one penny short or something. And the woman behind me said, welfare mothers shouldn't be allowed to have children. And I obviously never forgotten that. So people are perfectly obnoxious sometimes, especially when it comes to kids and parents. And what I felt was kind of embarrassed. Obviously, I've remembered it all these years. However, that's different than feeling suicidal. So the first thing I think you and your fiancé need to do, and hopefully... she was exaggerating that she was feeling sad or she was feeling unhappy, but hopefully she wasn't actually feeling suicidal. Because if she is, that's a whole different issue that really needs to be looked at separately from Nolan and inappropriate salespeople and the phase of the moon.
Right.
Because if she's really suicidal, this may be a feeling that she's fighting on a moment-to-moment, not only a day-to-day, but a moment-to-moment basis, and that's exhausting. Right. So it would that's the first thing, I think, to talk with her about whenever you can. And it's probably a face-to-face conversation, assuming that you feel that she's safe enough for the next couple of hours. If you don't, then what you do is signal somebody to come and fill in for you and go home right now. Because it's if you feel it, do you feel it's that much of a major issue at this moment or not?
At this moment, I don't. I do believe she's feeling very low. She'll probably, knowing her, and you know, stuff like this has happened before, she'll basically just be in bed and do nothing, and she won't have any interest in things.
Is she on any medication right now?
I know she takes medicine for anti-anxiety.
Well, the problem about any anxiety medication, if you're feeling depressed, is that's probably not the right medication. Is she in therapy with somebody?
I don't know if she's taking it anymore. I know she was, and she loved it for the longest time.
Therapy.
But, yeah,
you don't want to be taking really medication without being involved with a therapist and getting some exercise. And she's a little bit down the road from post. Did she experience postpartum depression?
She really didn't. It's interesting. Her attitude seemed to heavily improve after we had Nolan, because that was like her big life goal. That's all she's ever wanted to be, was a mom. And she didn't seem to experience any postpartum depression. And we had a serious talk, and I'm like, you know, because you've had major depressive issues before, just please, you know, let me know. And so as far as I know, and from what I've seen compared to how she behaved previously, it didn't really seem to affect her as far as postpartum.
Okay, well, that's good news. Because we know that people who are prone to depression before pregnancy are much more prone to postpartum depression following pregnancy. But it sounds like it may be that she's just sort of at this moment realizing the difference between the fantasy of parenthood, of motherhood, and the reality, and the fact that Nolan is just about to hit the terrible twos, which happens about 18 months, somewhere between 18 months and 24 months, more or less, may be throwing her for a loop. I'll put you on hold, because you're still going to be here. You're going to put me on hold, I guess. Come back and talk about this a little bit more. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, well, we're talking with Blake, who is my Blake, about a very serious issue. He has a fiance and a child, and she had an unpleasant encounter with a woman who decided to play, I suppose, sort of angry mother figure to her today, and that she said that it was not okay for we'll call her Sarah, for Sarah to say that no one's driving me nuts today, which of course she is. That I think that's part of how we deal with our frustration. We talk about it, we vent it, so that we don't lose our temper. We don't, and to say, well, doing it in front of a kid. She's not saying my kid is horrible or he's stupid. He's saying he's difficult today. And I got to tell you, no one, even at 18 weeks or 18 months, knows, 18 weeks maybe not so much, but 18 months knows he's being terrible. And again, there are a number of reasons to deal with this, Blake. Number one is that you don't want someone you love, we don't want anyone to wander around feeling every day they have to fight off feelings of sadness and depression and suicide. I mean, that's a huge burden that doesn't really leave any energy for any enjoyment of life, of the relationship, of her child, of her own existence. So that's priority. right. of saying, look, let's get some help about this, get you some therapy about it, maybe some medication about it, because this is not, and figure out where it's coming from. Now, in this particular instance, it sounds like it may have been that he was being obnoxious today. But again, as I said, that's why they call them the terrible twos, and they should probably call them the terrible twos anytime after about a year and a half, because that's when it starts. That lurch toward independence where a kid wants to differentiate between mom and self. And there's pretty good indication, and has been for about 75 years, that before that time, that the child does not see themselves as separate from the parent, which is why abandonment is such an issue, why peekaboo was such a good game for to play with a young child, the idea that the mom can disappear and then come back. Because there's pretty good information, and the experiments are ingenious, because how do you have a child who's pre-verbal differentiate, and how do you understand them? But I'll leave that for another time. But the idea being that Nolan, for the next several months at least, is going to become less and less the cute little baby who says, Mommy, I love you, and more the child who upends his oatmeal on his head, throws things off his tray, says no, has temper tantrums. And so it's being prepared for that. And if this and today may have been out of time and place. It may have just been that she woke up feeling unhappy, or that she's coming down with a cold, or that this was the first time that Nolan ever done this, or this woman was particularly obnoxious. Who knows? But we really want her to feel, and you to feel on her behalf, that there's a more stable, functioning person underneath that. So the first thing I would do is to sit down with her and put your arms around her and tell her you love her. And then say, look, let's look at this. Look and see, because, you know, I talked with Brown about it today, and she said that this is just the beginning of Nolan being a stinker. This is part of his psychosocial development, and it will last for several months. And then, basically, from about now on, about every other year is a good year, and every other year is a movement year, and movement years are difficult for everybody. So threes tend to be pretty nice, and then you get the fearsome fours. And then five is pretty nice, and then six-year-olds get obnoxious again, and it really happens about every 2 years. And with adolescents, it just happens all the time because it's the same issue. It's how do I differentiate myself from my parent? And that's why we call it adolescence. It's a time between. And so if you can see, you're getting sort of little mini tastes of what adolescents are going to be, which is that statement of saying, I'm different, you can't tell me what to do. And that's how children progress. That's how they grow. That's how they get to the next level. It's not a whole lot of fun, but it's not deadly for anybody under most circumstances. So the first thing to do is to figure out if this is something out of time and place and is unlikely to happen again, and is there any way of predicting these circumstances so that she can be better prepared for it. But just knowing that there are going to be a bunch of days where Nolan's going to be a stinker, and how to deal with those. But before we deal with Nolan, I think Sarah needs to deal with, okay, what is my general sense of well-being at this moment? Is it pretty stable and pretty okay or not? Because any of us can have an off day. But if she has the sense that off day, that she is only one awful interaction away from an off day, that's a pretty fragile state, and that's a pretty scary state, and that's going to take a lot of energy from her that is better spent someplace else. So the first thing to ascertain is this an anomaly, or is this something that you're finding on a day-to-day basis? And then either way, it probably doesn't hurt to have a therapist, hopefully, that she knows and trusts, to go and do a little bit of either checkup or remedial work or check-in or whatever. Talk about the issue of medication, if relevant. Talk about the issue of exercise. I don't know how much time she is on her own with the child, but a lot of health clubs now have daycare that's associated with them, with the underlying assumption that, without really even manifesting it, that moms need times away from kids and kids need times away from mom, and here's a safe way of doing it. It's usually either free or very inexpensive, and it's a time for moms to be together, to do things for themselves, to exercise. It's a time for kids to be around other kids, And everybody benefits from it, not only physically, but emotionally, or not only emotionally, but physically. So that may be something to look at as well. And then I think the two of you need to set up a system. And I don't know how often it happens where she calls at work and says, yikes. There needs to be, you need to have a sense, and she needs to have the sense, that it's okay to say, you know, I'm having a lousy day, tell me you love me, as opposed to, you need to come home right now, I'm in trouble. And the two of you need to have very clear communication about that, because you don't want to feel that you're perhaps missing a cue, and you don't want her to feel that you're unresponsive to her. So it needs to be very clear, because all of us have days where we think, you know, my mom is calling and being upset, and I don't know if she's upset because there's something major going on or there's something minor going on, but she at least she feels that she can talk about being upset with me, and then we'll do some problem solving. And the two of you need, I mean, she doesn't need to call me all the time, and this one was a really pretty minor thing to solve, but there needs to be a clarification of when I'm crying wolf, which I shouldn't be doing, and when there's a wolf. Because okay. They're significantly different events. And if the two of you are not absolutely meticulous about that communication, sooner or later it's going to smack both of you upside the head. That either she's going to say, Blake, you're just, you know, you don't care about it, you're not sensitive, or you're going to rush home from work, and then she's going to be watching soap operas and playing with Nolan, and you're going to think, I just missed a day of work, and there's nothing going on here. So the two of you need to be very clear about how you communicate, what you communicate. And you don't want to say to her, don't get in touch with me, but it just needs, how she gets in touch is really important. How the communication has to be really careful.
Yeah, and I think we've kind of tried to establish that before, because she had one instance where she was driving and she felt suicidal, and she was like borderline about to try and just kill herself, and she.
How recently was that?
This was, let's see, probably I want to say like 4 months before Nolan was born.
Okay.
Four months before she was pregnant with Nolan. Sorry.
Okay, so we're talking 9 months plus four, so it's 13, and he's 18 months. So we're talking about three and a half years ago.
Right. Typically, when she would have like an episode, she would just get really sulky, and it would like stay on her back like for days. She never once like kind of crossed that threshold until that one instance, and her first reaction was, you know, I was at school, so I couldn't get a hold of her. So she just brought herself to the emergency room.
Good.
And just told her what
Good.
Happened, and they put her in this room. And I don't understand why they have these, but it looks like they put her in a room in an insane asylum, because it's just all white walls, and she wasn't allowed to really do anything. And they, you know, they just kept her under supervision until I got there. And after that moment, she's like,
let me just give a moment about that. It may have just been, and not knowing much more about them or nothing more about them, what you're telling me is it may have been that they felt she was an active threat, and they couldn't monitor her. And so what they did was put in her place where she was going to be safe, that there was no particular interaction, but that nobody had to worry about her, because they probably didn't have the personnel to do it. And emergency rooms are not incredibly well equipped to deal with emotional issues. Be back in just a moment, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I'm going to do what I sometimes do with listeners, is I'm going to put Blake on hold for a minute to kind of think through, because I've just given him a whole lot of information about that really requires some analysis. So what I'm going to do is put him on hold, because I know exactly where to find him after the beginning of next hour, and I'm going to put Scott on the air. Scott, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Scott, thanks for Dr. Joy, this is Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I'm listening intently, and it's the most distracting sound for a listener from a broadcaster. Are the words "you know," and "like." Can we try and knock those out?
I'm sorry. What's the problem?
When "you know," and "like," as I'm listening.
Scott, let me tell you. Look. I try really hard. I know. Well, I got it. But you have to understand that there's no script here. I have no idea what the call is going to be. I try very hard to not put those kind of things in. But, you know, I spend all of my time on the air thinking about the answer. So I apologize if they're offensive. I don't know really what to do about them other than to tell you that I'm aware that they are irritating to people, and I do the best I can about it, but my priority is not impeccable grammar. It's to try and focus on exactly what I can do to help you about a problem. So I'm apologetic.
Disruptive as I'm listening. It's just distracting.
Scott, if there was something easy I could do about it, if there was a pill I could take, if there was a course I could take, if there was something I could take, I would definitely do it.
I love you.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Scott. Again, look, I'm aware. I mean, you know, it's not that someone said stop saying basically, and I try very hard to not say basically. You'll hear me catch myself doing it every once in a while. If I listen to other people on the air, they make some of the same mistakes I make. It's you know, I'm apologetic, but if there's something I could do about it that was obvious or straightforward, try to catch myself doing it. My priority is not my grammar. Never has been, never will be. I try very hard to speak the King's English, but I have a very short period of time to convey incredibly complicated thoughts. And what can I tell you? I use space holders, I guess, to have my brain catch up. I suppose you can go through and get the podcast and delete all of them that you want, or delete me. Every once in a while, Blake, we make the wrong policy decision, but that's all right. All right, let's go back to you and your fiancé and that whole issue of, number one, ascertaining, and you can't do it. She has to be the one to do it. But it's crucial that she understand on a day-to-day basis. And when I deal with people at a pain clinic, and when we're dealing with a pain clinic, there's obviously some psychological overlay, but we're talking primarily about organic pain. And one of the techniques is for people to evaluate their pain on a scale of 0 being completely pain-free and 10 being completely unbearable. And on a daily basis, so that they know that, for example, if they're having a 4-day, this may not be a day to try and run the marathon, or it may be, whatever it is that they do or don't do, what they avoid or they approach on a very painful day, that they're aware. On the other hand, on a 7-day, they do things that are more appropriate on a relatively... Well, I did it backwards, didn't I? A 4-day would be a relatively pain-free day. A 7 would be a relatively painful day where you may get in bed and pull the covers over your head. I would argue that psychologically we need to do the same thing. Are we having a good day or a bad day? And good or bad is not nearly as useful as 0 to 10. Am I having a 2-day where I'm feeling terrific? And again, it doesn't make any difference whether you make 0 the best or the worst. That's you do that individually. I'm just using it for purposes of clarification. She needs to be able to ascertain on a day-to-day basis, am I having an okay day, a really good day, a bad day? Is it a 0-day? Is it a 1-day? Is it a 5-day? Is it a 9-day? If she's feeling on a day-to-day basis that it's a struggle to get out of bed, she needs to be in therapy and she needs to be on medication, especially with a demanding 18-month-old who's going to get more demanding in the next couple of months. She needs to be able to not only ascertain that, she needs to be able to communicate that to you. Then you need to know what your stance is on those particular days, what you can do, what you cannot do, what works, what doesn't work. Right. And one of the legitimate things to do, Blake, is to say to her, tell me what works for you on this. Once you have that paradigm in place that says 0 to 10, do you want me to rub your feet? Do you want me to call in sick? Do you want me to take Nolan? Do you want me to turn off the lights and close the door? So once both of you have that way of communicating very clearly in place, then she knows and you know what to do much more specifically. It sounds to me that the basic issue here is her clarification of her mental status on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. in general. And then from that, she can go down to the chart and then what works for you and what doesn't work for you.
Okay. As far as, like, if she's venting to me or if she's just seeking, like, my advice on something, what's the best approach as far as...
Ask her what she's doing. As women, we tend to talk about our problems, and sometimes all we want to do is have someone say, oh, you poor thing. As men, what your tendency is likely to be is, well, do this, or you know, I'll help you do this, or I'll do... So ask her. It's a perfectly legitimate thing to say, do you just want me to listen, or is there something you want me to do? There's no reason you have to read her mind, number one. Number two, you're allowed to say, when you vent to me, it makes you feel better, it makes me feel worse, and I feel like there's nothing I can do. Let's figure out some other way of doing this. You're allowed to have a say-so in this as well.
Right. I mean, I prefer her to come to me when she has those issues. My fear is that I say the wrong things.
Well, say that to her. Tell me what's okay and what's not okay. There's no reason that you have to read each other's mind or try to read each other's mind. That's the whole point. And if she can be clear about this is an okay day or not an okay day, it'll help both of you a huge amount.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
And saying with if you can keep the kind of anger out of your voice of, tell me what you want me to do here is a good idea.
All right.
Because she can say, I need you just to say, gee, that's too bad, or I just need to feel there's somebody I can talk to, or I need you to call the emergency room. She can guide you in that, but you can ask for clarification. All righty?
Okay.
All right. 855-993-7521 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.